mikvah, and Behem Torim becomes Tor. What's the reason why? Like, why is this mikvah kosher right now? I lamaisi used more than gimel lugim shuvim to make the mikvah. The teretz is shehashiva mitaheris bereviya uvaham shocha. That's Rabbi Yaakov ben Elazar's shita, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov here, that if you have roiv of the mikvah was made out of mayim ksherim, first you had 21 sew of rainwater in the mikvah. Now you have right to fill up the rest of it, the miyut of the mikvah, with mayim shuvim, as long as you make hamshocha. That means you don't pour the water directly from your barrel into the mikvah, but you pour it on the floor next to the mikvah, at least like 3 tvachim worth, and then it rolls along the floor into the mikvah. It's called hamshocha. Then it's kosher. So kids, that's what the Mishnah means to say. Mayim shuvim only passels b'cheshbin, means to say, if you don't have roiv of the mikvah kosher. But once you have roiv of the mikvah kosher, then the mayim shuvim doesn't passel, becomes in b'amshocha. So Morris says, if that's the Pshan the Mishnah, then Mechlal, it should come out that the Rabbanan Tzavri, the Berebiya Uvam Shochaloi, the Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is saying the Kula, that the mikvah of Mayim Shuvim doesn't pass only with the Cheshbin. Mashmah the Chom that argue on him hold yes, that the Mayim Shuvim does pass the water even like this. So it comes out the Chom then will hold that even though you have Rav of the water kosher already, but now when the Mayim Shuvim comes in, even though it comes in Bam Shochah, still the mikvah will be possible. Once, is that true? Abakasha. If so, Eloho v'chiyosu Rav, and that was when Rav came. He said, oh, Amr Rav Yechanan, name of Rav Yechanan, like this, Amr Rav Yechanan, that Shuva Hashem Shichu Kula Tahira. That Rav Yechanan said, oh, there's a case where you can make the whole mikvah by fetching water, and just don't pour the water directly into the mikvah, but let pour it a little bit away from the mikvah, and it'll just drag along, like roll along the ground, into the mikvah, and make hamshacha. Even if the whole mikvah is made that way, Rav Yechanan said also it's kosher. So the question is then, Mani, who does Rav Yechanan go like? Lei Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan we just said, even a miyat of the mayim shuvim coming in mamshacha passes the mikvah. And Belei Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar said it's only kosher, we have roiv, mayim, ksherim first, rainwater. But here we are making the whole mikvah with mayim shuvim, with hamshacha, neither of them say it's kosher. So that can be the pshat here. So Mursa Elo Avadarib, that's not what Amish is talking about. That Avadarib Shat is Reb Elazar, that this sheet of Mayim Shuvim, according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, he's the one that's being Machmir. He's saying you have to have Roiv Mayim Kshem first, then Hamshacha works. But the Rabbanan that argue on him hold no, that even if the whole mikvah is made that way, also it's kosher. So the kids said, that's not what Amish is talking about then. So that's what's not a kasha of Yechon. Yechon holds like the Rabbanan Shita, that the Rabbanan hold, he could even make a whole mikvah that way, even if put all the water, even though all the water is Mayim Shuvim, as long as it comes into the mikvah through Hamshacha, it's rolling along the ground, not coming directly from the barrel into the mikvah to be kasha. So what's Pshana Mishnah? Ela Raza Omar Rabba. Rabba says like this, the Mishnah means to say, Mayim Shuvim only passels, Lefi Cheshbin, Omar Rabba, Lefi Cheshbin means Kalim. According to how many kelim you're using that bring the mayim shuvim into the mikvah, and therefore it means it goes like the Yosef ben Chuni. Our Mishnah goes according to Yosef ben Chuni. The Tanya we learn like this: Shloishesh lugim mayim shuvim shenoflu lamayim. What the mikvah should be. That's the locha before you have your mem saw, before you have a kosher mikvah. If you throw gimel lugim of mayim shuvim directly into the mikvah, that passes the mikvah. Now the Tanakhama says only if it comes in b'shnayim b'shloshi kelim, or if it comes in through 2 or 3 kelim, means each keli had a lug of mayim. It says a chiddush v'yafilu b'avov v'chamishi kelim posim as a mikvah. Even though these gimel lugim came because you threw it from 5 different kelim, means even though each jar by itself had less than a lug of mayim shuvim, still it passes the mikvah. But Yosim betchuni yaminu, he holds v'shnayim mishloishe kelim poislas a mikvah. If it only this gimel lugim came in only with 2 or 3, at least each keli had at least a lug. That's a chosh of a shear of water. So when that mayim shuvim comes into the mikvah, passels. But biabo v'chamisha, let's say you had 5 glasses that you poured in 5 glasses of mayim shuvim into the mikvah, and together it makes up gimel lugim. Then in person mis the mikvah doesn't pass the mikvah. It's not choshev enough. Each one is like bottom by itself. So that's what our Mishnah means to say, that the mayim shuvim only passes the mikvah of free cheshbin, meaning according to how many kelim it came from. Only if it came from only 2 or 3, But if it came from four or five, then it would not pass the mikvah. Yeah, then the commissioner says, V'yein mechatis nasa mechatis. How do you make mechatis? At first you have to have water in the kli, and then you put the ashes of the poraduma into it. So where it says, man tan, who's the tan of Amishnah? Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, to like Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds his kosher, even if you'd put the ashes first and then the water. Because the Tani would learn like this. This is a halacha brought down by Hilchos Saita, that hiktim ofor lamayim. By the main morim, you make the Saita drink also, you have to take mayim chayim, and then you have to take dirt from the Beis Hamikdash, from the Azorah there, and put it into the water. And then you take the Megillah Saita and put it inside the water. So there's also putting dirt into the water. So it says over there, what's going to be hiktim ofor lamayim? You put the dirt before you put water into the kli. So possible. It's like our Mishnah, you have to have the water there first and then put the dirt. Even though I'm just talking about paradum, it's have the same halacha. For Rabbi Shimon Mashter, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's kosher. Even by Saitom, even if you put the dirt there first and then the ishah, still it's kosher. The other verse says, in my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the time of Rabbi Shimon? The pasuk says, by Mechatis, it says, V'lochu latome, you should take for person's tummy mace, may efer sreifes achatis. From the dirt of the sreifes achatis, says Lashon Ofor here, and may efer sreifes achatis, v'noson all of mayim chayim, and you put mayim chayim on top of it. So it's mashm, you could have the ashes there first, and then you put mayim chayim. The Tanya will learn like this, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, v'chi Oforu, is it really a dirt over here, v'aloi eferu, by the poradum you take in the ishit, it's the burnt poradum, but you have to put that into the water. So why does the apostle use lashon of offer of dirt? So Mora says, according to Shimon, that shinu hakosim imashmo, the Torah changes it from its mashmois of the burning of the ishes, and it says rather the dirt, lodin emenu gzereshov, in order to be able to learn out hilchas saitam from hilchas here poradum, they both have the same halacha. That in both cases you have to put the dirt or the ashes into the water. So we learn out one halacha from the other halacha. That ne'emakan it says offer here by the paraduma. For ne'emalahalan offer it says the word offer over there by saita. So malahalan just like over there by saita it's offer agavi hamayim that you're supposed to have the water there first, and then you put the ashes, and then you put the dirt on top of it. So Afkan, the same thing by the Torah, Paradu Muslim, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Lechetchila, the mitzvah Lechidu is to put the offer Agavi Mayim. That Lechetchila, even Rabbi Shimon agrees, that the best way to do it is first have the Mayim Chaim in the Kli, and then you pour the ashes of the Paradumer on top of it, and then you put the dirt of the Azor, the Beis Hamikdash, into this Kli. But he just learns that Rabbi Shimon, Oma Kan, Hiktim offer lamayim kosher, hereby paraduma. If like b'dievid, you would have put the ashes there first, before you put the water, it's kosher. That's the pasuk of, that it says, v'nosen olav mayim chayim mashmi, put the mayim chayim on top of the ashes. Is afkan, the same thing would apply by saita, hiktim offer lamayim, if you first put the dirt into the kli, and then you put the water in there, it's kosher. That's how Shimon knows to say that the b'yevet would be kosher even if you put the ashes or dirt into the kli first. For the Gemara v'hochim, how do we know over here, Taka, by paraduma, how do we know this halacha? For hochim minolon, because the sheet learned here means both questionable. His gear says, for hochim v'hosim, here and there, minolon. How do we know these halachas? So Mara says, trei kroi tziva tupsukim. It says, v'nosen olav, that you Alma, a fibration. One pasuk says, put the water on top of it. Mash may have the ashes there first. Vodik says, then the pasuk says, Mayim Chayim Al Keli. That the Mayim Chayim goes into the Kli. Mash means there's nothing in the Kli. That first you have to put the water in the Kli. They're called Mayim Chayim Al Keli. Mash means the water is the first thing that goes in the Kli. So it's a stira. When it's Mash means you have to have the water there first. Then it's Mash means no, you can put the ashes there first. So Haketz has to come out. According to Rabbi Shimon, rotsa offer lamata, rotsa offer lamala. That if you want to, at least with the evidence, it's kosher either way. Either way you do it, it's kosher. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "V'tana didan my timer." What's Pshat now? What time the Mishnah says no? It says, "But it's poros chatish. You bedavka have to have the water there first, and then the yeshes. So if you have the yeshes there first, it's not kodesh." Amulach, he says like this: "Sefer dekruo davka. The sefer dekruo that's the ikka. It says v'nosin all that's davka. So what that first you have to have the water there, and then you put the yeshes into it." I, the Rashis said, Venosan Olav, which is Mashmo, Venosan Olav, that you can have the ashes there first and the water goes on top of it. That only means the Arvon, that there's a mitzvah to mix it up. So first you have to have the water, then the ashes, and then there's a mitzvah to mix them up. So verse says, how do you know that? My Chazu told you the Arvon to say. Say for the Kurodavka that it says the water has to be there first and then the ashes, that's the Iker. Dilma, maybe no Rashi Davka, maybe the Rashi Davka. That you can have the ashes there first and then the water. Someone says, no, limotzeis amrit. You can't say like that. Because ma mitzina b'chomakum, what do we find all over? That mach shir l'malo. The main thing that's being machshis, made causing the dinim, that's always on top. Is afkan mach shir l'malo. So rather the main mach shir is the ashes. Since that's the main ish, that's the main thing, that for sure goes on top. Rashi says, on bashani ma mitzina b'chomakum, going besoita. We find even by Soita that offer lamala, the dirt should be on top. Shua machshira samayim levadoi. Ve'ever lamala the kuliyama moida the mitzvah lahakdam amayim can have min offer. Everybody agrees over there by Soita at least that lachatchilu the mitzvah is to put the dirt on top. So since that's the mitzvah over there, the pesuk mamashma that the dirt should go on top. So afkan by paradum also Rashi says afkan machshira lamala. Therefore, the Rabbanan dashed in this posik by Paradumam that the sefer the kruah that says that the water is there first, and then you put the yeshes, that's the ikur. And the ratio of the kruah, that's mash, we know the yeshes could be there first, then it just means to ma'arvim you have to mix it up. But the chom dashed, no, you always have to have the yeshes come second, and that's the only time it's kosher. Otherwise, it would not make mechatis. Then the Mishnah says, V'yein beisa pras, oisa beisa pras. If you have one field that you dug up a grave, so you can't ask for another field. So Mor says, mas nisin de loik Reb Eliezer. Mishnah again is not like Reb Eliezer. Tanan, we learn like this, the Tanan. Reb Eliezer Weimer. Beisa pras, oisa beisa pras. Yes, one beisa pras, when you go to dig up, to there's a plow around that field, the next field also becomes osa. Furthermore, Rabbanan, they say no, it does not become osa. Ad kama, till how far? Is kiyos ravdim, omer ashlokash, omer rabshim ben abo, sholish sodois, ushtei manois. It means three fields do become osa, with 100 amas in each one of them. Like the Mursa of the kama, what's called the molimana full row? Meyama. Kedetanya, charech as a kev, reisa beis akras, molimana, meyama. 100 amas do become osa. So Rashi says like this, sholish sodois, Rashi says, Oysa Soda Shoiba Kever, the middle field that had the Kever. Now the Soda on both sides, 100 Amos of each Soda on both sides would also become Osa. Because you have to be afraid maybe the Kever was at the end of the field. That's the Lach of 100 Amos around the Kever becomes Osa. So the Chum hold, just both sides of the field become Osa, that's all the sideways. But not all four fields all around it. So Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on top. Just last Gemara again was that the Gemara said that Masnis and Loik Reb Eliezer, that the Mishnah said Vein Beis HaPras Oisa Beis HaPras. So Gemara says Masnis and Loik Reb Eliezer. The Tanan we learn like this: Rabbi Eliezer Oim Reb Eliezer says that Beis HaPras Oisa Beis HaPras. One Beis HaPras doesn't make another Beis HaPras. So a Beis HaPras again is you had a field that there was a kever of mace buried there, and then they plowed over the field. So it's a suffer now. Maybe the bones are all over the field. Some of the rabbanon, the field is tamei. So Amish knows that one Beis HaPras, now if you plowed it over and it went into another field, the next field does not become tamei. So it's not like Reb Eliezer, because Reb Eliezer holds that a Beis HaPras doesn't make a Beis HaPras. Nothing more says rabbanon not come according to rabbanon zone. How much? After this one field, when you plow, does the next field become a little bit tamei? So Mar says, "Ki yosu ravdim ravdimi kemam rashlokish amar rabshimem barabom